Blandford Church boasts a total of 15 windows by Tiffany Studios, installed between 1904 and 1912. This magnificent display of glass was commissioned by the Ladies Memorial Association of Petersburg in commemoration of the Confederate cause. The efforts of 11 states that contributed troops to the Confederate Army are memorialized in separate windows lining the north, south, east, and west walls of the chapel. Tiffany Studios also produced two windows in the north wing of the chapel and the Cross of Jewels above the balcony. Each of the 11 Confederate windows features a state seal, a memorial statement, and a biblical saint. The striking translucent quality of these windows is due to Tiffany Studios' trademark opalescent glass. The robes of St. John in the Virginia window, for example, are notable for their iridescence and sheen. Tiffany glassmakers achieve this effect by exposing metallic oxides and acid fumes to the glass during firing. Tiffany Studios generally did not use enamel paint on their windows, but it can be detected on the state seals and in the hands, feet, and face of the saints. Areas of intricate detail, such as the eyebrows and toenails of the figures, have also been painted. Tiffany Studios manipulated their opalescent glass in a variety of ways. In the Confederate windows, drapery glass is used to convey the shape and form of the clothing worn by the figures. This glass technique literally folded and bended molten glass to produce ripples, giving a sculptural and highly textural surface to the glass. The realistic rendering of the saints' clothing imbues the figures with solidity and dimension. In many of the windows, the artist has also used a technique known as plating for the background landscape. The technique involves the layering of panes of different colors on top of one another to achieve tonal variation and a feeling of depth. In the Louisiana window, for example, the spectrum of green and yellow hues in the fields behind St. Paul have been achieved in this way. In the north wing of the chapel, two smaller windows bear the seals of Maryland and Arkansas. In these windows, the state seals are surrounded by memorial myrtle wreaths suspended trompe-l'oeil style, with ribbon from the frame of the window. Drapery glass forms the silky folds of the ribbon and the myrtle leaves. The transom window above the west entrance to the church, below the Cross of Jewels window, records the role of the Ladies Memorial Association in organizing and commissioning all of the windows. This semicircular window unites the war effort of the 11 states under the Confederate battle flag, also shown within a myrtle wreath. The Cross of Jewels window was a gift from Tiffany Studios. Beneath the cross, the inscribed verse reads, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." The jewel decoration has been achieved by the artist cutting the glass segments in facets, or produced by pouring molten glass into an iron mold, giving the jewels a glittering, precious quality. Plating has also been used to give the glass panes in the area outside of the cross a misty hue and waves of golden color. Tiffany Studios must have been proud of their work at Blandford in order to bestow such a present to the building, a gesture that still speaks volumes even today.